kan vi dempe musikken ned, og så ønsker Steven Gerard nok en gang velkommen til Kragerø.
Come here, Steven. Please come here. You know, Jon Arne has been eating Valium since 1 o'clock. How's your day been?
Very similar. We've had a bit of a nightmare day because the aircraft we flew from Portugal to Norway had a problem, so we had to land in Paris and wait for the aircraft to be fixed for 3 hours. So I've been on the Valium as well.
But you look pretty fresh as well.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fit. I'm healthy. I'm looking forward to spending some time with the Norwegian people, and I haven't seen John for a long time, so it's a really happy time for me today.
I know. Tell us about your relationship to John, both as a player and as a friend.
Yeah, we've always been close since the first day I met him when he came. He was a big character at Liverpool, a fantastic player, and he was there for a long time. So our relationship grew and grew, and we become very close, and very disappointed to see him leave Liverpool, but he's gone on and done fantastically well, and we've stayed in touch, so the friendship's still very strong.
Mm. What about your injury? Are you healthy now?
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm not match fit. I'm 9 weeks into a 12-week rehab, so I've still got maybe 3-4 weeks left. And then I'll be back kicking balls, and then I'll have a 6-week pre-season to be ready for the new season, but it's an exciting time at Liverpool, and I can't wait to get back.
What kind of training are you doing these days then to come back in real shape?
At the moment I'm doing some cardio work on a bicycle, some light jogging, and a lot of strength work around my groin area, my core, and my abdominals to make sure that there's no problem with the injury next year. But I'm really confident that now I've got the groin right, and I can be back playing the way I want to play next year.
Steven, do you have your own football school?
Not yet, no. I've just recently set up a foundation for charity, to give money back to, you know, kids who are in need, kids who are not well, kids in the community who are less off than ourselves. But maybe one day in the future, who knows, I might set up one myself. But John's done a fantastic job here. You can see the reaction from the people today, and you people should be really proud of John, and I know John's really proud of your people. I know he plays for you guys, for club and country, and it's great to see someone with a fantastic relationship with the people.
We have a lot of youngsters here, good talents. What can you say to them to become as good as you?
Just basically keep practicing, get out there as much as you can, keep learning, listen to the coaches, work hard, and you know, just keep fighting to achieve your dreams. You know, we've all been there where they are today. With a chance, everyone has a chance, and you need to just, you know, make loads of sacrifices and work hard, and you'll achieve your dreams.
What's your best match ever?
I think it has to be the Champions League final, obviously.
So just tell us about how the match was for you and your first reaction when you won the trophy.
I don't think there's enough time to talk about the whole night.
We've been waiting for you the whole day. You can talk us as long as you like.
No, it's a fantastic game, obviously, at half-time. We thought the dream was over, but you know, we regrouped, we carried on fighting. And I think the message to all the young kids who watch that is never give up when you're losing, when you're down, when it's tough, keep fighting. And we turned the game round, and it was possibly the best Champions League final ever, and myself and John played a big part in it, so them memories will go to the grave with both of us.
Hvis vi har formann I Liverpool supporterklubb, Tore Hansen, så hiver det opp på scenen I øyeblikket, for her har du en liten overraskelse. This is a present for you, for the president of the Norwegian Liverpool fan club, with a photo especially from that match.
Stevie, as you know, you just talked about this game, didn't you? The miracle of Istanbul, which meant not only much to yourself. You scored a cracking goal, a very important goal, obviously. But you was also the captain and the man of the match. And on behalf of the supporters club and all the Liverpool supporters here today, we like to give you this picture as a memory of that fantastic night.
Show it to the audience, Steven. That is a great moment for Steven Gerrard and Liverpool. So then.